Ezra, chapter 1. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that the word of Yahweh by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, Yahweh stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all of his kingdom and put it also in writing, saying, Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, Yahweh, Elohim of heaven, has given to me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Yehuda. Who is there amongst you of all of his people? His Elohim be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Yehuda, and build the house of Yahweh, Elohim of Israel. He is the Elohim, which is in Jerusalem. And whosoever remains in any place where he travels, let the men of his place help him with silver and with gold and with goods and with beasts, besides the freewill offering for the house of Yahweh that is in Jerusalem. Then rose up the chief of the fathers of Yehuda and Benjamin, and the priests and the Levites, and with all whose spirits Yahweh had raised, to go to build up the house of Yahweh which is in Jerusalem. And all those that were about them strengthened their hands with vessels of silver, with gold, with goods, and with beasts, and with precious things, besides all that which had been willingly offered. Also Cyrus the king brought forth the vessels of the house of Yahweh, which Nebuchadnezzar had brought forth out of Jerusalem, and put them in the house of his Elohim. Even those did Cyrus, king of Persia, bring forth by the hand of Mithredath, the treasurer, and numbered them to Sheshbazzar, the prince of Yehuda. And this is the number of them: 30 chargers of gold, 1,000 chargers of silver, 29 knives, 30 basins of gold, silver basins of a second sort, 410, and other vessels, 1,000. All the vessels of gold and of silver were 5,400. And all these did Sheshbazzar bring up with them of the captivity that had been brought up from Babylon to Jerusalem. End of chapter.